USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has resisted widespread calls for him to step down over a racist photograph that appeared in his medical school yearbook. Democratic presidential candidate Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is among those urging Northam to step aside.
He should resign. And so disturbing, so racist. There's no place for racism in our government, among our leaders. It really just was so disturbing.
During the press conference, the Democratic National Committee released a statement calling on Northam to resign. Also last night, President Donald Trump took shots at Northam, tweeting, "Unforgivable." Northam admitted during the news conference he dressed up in blackface to resemble Michael Jackson in a dance competition in 1984, which he says he won. When a reporter asked if he could still moonwalk, his wife whispered to Northam inappropriate circumstances, which he repeated to the reporter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think?" And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
During President Donald Trump's exclusive interview on CBS's Face the Nation, Trump attacked House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on her stand on border security.
When you have a porous border, and when you have drugs pouring in, and when you have people dying all over the country because of people like Nancy Pelosi, who don't want to give proper border security for political reasons, she's doing a terrible disservice to our country.
Also during the interview, when pressed by Margaret Brennan on the intelligence community's assessment that Iran was technically in compliance with the Iran nuclear deal, Trump said he doesn't have to agree with his intelligence chiefs. On the topic of Venezuela, Mr. Trump said the use of military force remains an option. Empire star and musician Jesse Smollett, the victim of racial and homophobic slurs and a physical attack last week, performed in Hollywood last night.
"I'm not fully healed yet, but I'm going to. And I'm going to stand strong with y'all."
At the end of the concert, Smollett told the crowd, "Now is the time to be blacker and gayer." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another presidential hopeful is on the campaign trail and apologizing for past decisions. More on that from USA's Wendy King.
Presidential hopeful Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is kicking off her campaign with a rally in her home state of Hawaii this weekend. This comes a few weeks after she made a declaration she would run for president. Gabbard ran into trouble as critics immediately jumped on her past efforts to block the legalization of same-sex marriage in Hawaii. She has since released a video apologizing for her previous work advocating against gay rights.
The NFL and the Associated Press named their annual award winners at NFL Honors. Included in those awards, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was named the league's most valuable player, as well as offensive player of the year.
"As you look back, we did so many great things this year. We have a lot of young guys, and to get all those experiences, we all wish we were in the Super Bowl, but we're going to use that as motivation to this next season and try to come back and find a way to get there next year."
Mahomes grabbed 41 of the 50 votes from the Associated Press, with Saints quarterback Drew Brees earning the other 9. Mahomes is the first Chiefs player in franchise history to win MVP. Of course, the biggest NFL award comes later tonight at the Super Bowl, featuring the New England Patriots and the LA Rams. Neither of their coaches received a single vote for Coach of the Year. Instead, that award went to Bears coach Matt Nagy. The 2019 Hall of Fame class was also announced ahead of the Super Bowl. Among those named, Tony Gonzalez, Ed Reed, and Champ Bailey from the modern era. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.